Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's childrensmiraclenetworkhospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And I think I love him, even though he is a serpent. Like, he is. Greg Sankey is a serpent Sankey.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Big Wiz should be on Team USA.
And James Strebel.
It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You can't be a little meek little mouse and then do the chest pounding that you do on the internet on an every single day. If you want to be a meek little mouse, then go run through the hole and stay there.
Go. It's a Tuesday. I think it's a Tuesday. He's back. Strebel's back. Big Rig's back.
Yeah.
He's going to be mean and ugly. It's been an entire, week and a half nearly of you being pent up, not allowed to talk sports around your wife, having the middle room in a three-bedroom cabin.
Yes.
Right?
All these things are true.
Yeah. You were holding a baby at one point.
I was holding
a baby.
You were
holding an infant at one point.
Yeah.
So we'll find out about Strebel's, I almost said graduation vacation. Jack Grossman is here.
Hello, ladies.
He's dying. He's literally dying as he had the Diener show this morning.
Yeah.
And he's acting like he didn't love that sports radio heroin entering his body that he got to talk on the big
stick. At what point did I say I didn't love it?
You said I'm tired. I'm wearing down. You were getting
fatigued. Yeah, and then Strebel came in and re-energized.
And re-energized everything. So Strebel, good afternoon. How are you?
You know what?
You good?
I'm really good. I'm happy to be back. Andy noticed last night on my travels back from Chicago, Minnesota, all that stuff. I got very active on Twitter, and we'll get into it because I'm looking at WDRB's webpage right now, and there's three stories popping out at me.
Speaking of WDRB, you guys haven't seen the picture on the internet, have you?
Of what?
You haven't seen the picture. Have you seen the picture, Grossman? You haven't seen the picture either?
No, I've seen pictures. Not that one.
I'm looking at a picture right now.
Of what?
Of Rick Bozich.
Okay.
Sitting by the river.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Look at that.
Oh, who?
It's Tom Allen.
It is Tom Allen.
What do you mean, who is that?
I saw the Indiana. I wanted to make sure I was right.
What do you mean, who is that?
Look at that beautiful scenery. Tom Allen that they're working fools.
He is working fools.
He's coming into Louisville and planting his flag.
Here is the best part about yesterday. And I think, Grossman, I may have said this on the air, but Strebel started to battle at some point, dinner time, if you will.
Yeah.
I noticed suddenly your Twitter account, which had been down for the most part a week plus, 8 days, 9 days, 10 days.
Yeah, I stayed away.
I noticed it became very active.
Yes.
And it became mean and snarky and immediately going at Blankenbaker and Rummage. Rummage is just trying to enjoy overpriced Mexican food at
Nordy C.
Yeah. Okay?
I was probably going to another concert.
Leaving all of his old buddies behind for his new East End friends like Drew Diener. And next... next thing we know, you're battling people on just basic ass UK stuff.
I was itching.
Just basic U of L stuff.
Yeah.
And you're back from your, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you went 8, 9, 10 days. You're addicted to this.
I am addicted to this.
I mean, we got to go all the way back, Grossman, to Marcus Carr. This guy hasn't, I mean, we have to go Marcus Carr. We have realignment. We have Justin Roiland embarrassing Kentucky's fan base.
Yes, I saw that.
We have NBA draft coming up on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we haven't got your thoughts on any of this
None of it. No.
And
I've got plenty of thoughts. I'm sure you do. Well, part of the reason was is because, look.
By the way, got a little Jessica, a little workout photo.
Oh, good. See, I missed this too. Yeah, wow.
What's the...
She uses her dumbbells.
What does the caption say?
It says, Jessica, I'd hit that. And a boxing club.
There you go. Did you have a good vacation?
I had a good vacation.
Did you?
But I was off of Twitter because what happens is exactly what happened yesterday. So we're riding in the van, and, you know, the IU stuff breaks where, you know, they have the four-star player, right? And so, like, just for...
Wait, that's what got you going?
Well, no,
that's what got you going is IU picked up a four-star player?
This is what got it in my head. They picked up a four-star player. It's like, what are the rankings right now? So I looked at the rankings. IU, according to 247, 18th in the country.
But your wife was driving
She's driving
home.
The van.
You were in the passenger seat.
I was in the passenger
your
seat.
Your wife is driving the van back, I-65 from Chicago.
Packed with suitcases
packed with
and
all
stuff.
Sorts of nonsense.
The kids are in the back.
The dog is there.
Yes.
Everything is there.
Everything's there, and I
and
saw
you're
that,
battling.
And
you're
I'm
like,
battling.
Now, and like, this is the time.
This is the time. And it had been too long. I had to announce my return to Twitter. And that's the way I did it. And I tagged Rummage and Blankenbaker both.
On an IU four-star recruit, Jack.
Yes.
That's where he had to make his triumphant return.
Yes. Well, you know, when you see 18 for IU, 32 for Kentucky,
Lord.
And then 80
you're
for Louisville.
You're going to dive right into 24/7 composite ranking.
You know.
Texter says, holding a baby, finally, caller Emily gave birth.
No, it was not Caller Emily. That was a good one. That was not Caller Emily's child. It was a different baby. It's not mine.
I don't know if it needed to be clarified.
Well, you know, people run wild with
I
that.
Could see you being a guy that would have, like, another family somewhere else.
My wife said that yesterday.
But, like, in a weird, like, religious way.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be that you would be, like, trying to hide it. There would be some weird religious reason that you would go to Arkansas every month for a weekend or something.
Or, like, Utah or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd have the other family.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a look.
No, my wife said that because I was tweeting. And she's like, what are you doing?
Well, how do you know I didn't shadow produce your wife?
I don't. It may have happened. I don't know.
It's our first veto back at 3:08 today.
Yeah, it didn't take long. But she was like, "Who are you texting?" It's like, "I'm not texting." It's like, "I'm battling on Twitter."
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were texting and holding the baby.
No. This is on the ride back
because that would be too much. You got a baby. You got a Bush Light.
Yeah,
and you.
Oh,
got,
I had a beer.
And you got a battle.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's too much going.
I don't
on
have enough hands
when there's an infant.
But yeah, she's like, "Are you texting your other family?" I was like, "Yeah, actually, I am." My whole other family.
Texas says, Big Rig needs to give Jack Harlow his props. Do you have any idea what happened with Jack Harlow when you were
I
gone?
I saw that he was, like, selling, like...
No, he was in a music video with Lil Nas X.
Oh, was he? Okay, yeah.
They were in a jail. There were naked men.
Oh,
you haven't seen any of this?
I haven't seen that at all,
so you
no.
haven't seen the... Have you, Jack?
I have not.
You have
this
not
seen this
is the
seen first
it.
I've heard of
so
this.
So Lil Nas X is back after the controversy. He's
Jack,
back again.
Jack's 100 years old.
He is 100
honestly,
years old.
Honestly, if I went to pop culture, I would have, if Billy Reid were in that chair,
you'd rather have
I
him.
Would have more confidence in Billy Reid. He would give me a take. He would give me a take on the insurrection.
He would.
But I feel like he would know about Lil Nas X.
And Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
In a video together.
And Grossman just looks at with that beautiful blank look of his.
Huh? No, I didn't see this video.
Texas says, is the mother-in-law fully unpacked yet, or is Big Rig still working on it?
No, she's back in Chicago.
Okay.
She's at home, you know. I guess she's unpacked.
How many bags did she have? Just one bag?
Two bags. Yeah,
two
bags.
It's a long week.
It's a long week.
It's
a long week. It was 9 days. So, yeah. But no, she's unpacked. She's good to go.
Texas says, Big Rig has multiple wives.
No, I don't have. I have
Texas,
a wife.
Texas says, welcome back, Round Father. The Take is back to full strength. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
We're full strength. I can't even remember. I mean, thank God, a realignment. Realignment did some good things for the sports radio world.
Hell yeah, it did. When that dropped, and I was like, damn, Andy's got a lot to talk about.
At least there's something.
Exactly. He's got a lot to talk about this realignment stuff.
Texas says, did you drink Busch Light in the car on the way home?
No, I did not. No, I did. I didn't. I really didn't. There were some times I wanted to, because the cooler was right there.
That was a lie.
It's not a lie. The cooler was right there. All I had to do was turn around and grab one, but I didn't.
Texas says, does Strebel have a take on Simone Biles?
I feel sad for her. I do. I feel bad. She had a lot of pressure. I do. I was having a discussion about this.
I believe him, but we wanted him to go the other way, right?
Yeah.
We wanted him to say, go do your job.
Yeah, do your
job.
To
hell with you and your brain.
Yeah.
Go do your job. Well, I don't know where to start. So there's a number of things I have on my sheet of lies, and the text line's open, 437-9680, the UPS jobs text line. We are wide open today. Mm-hmm. Okay? Today is Strebel Day. We're wide open. Open today.
Yay.
We didn't try to force a Dennis Dodd guest or anything else. Patty Ice is running around here. Are they getting David Hale on today? Because he is like, Ennis needs David Hale on. I'm like, settle down. Like every day, the last 3 days, it's been David Hale.
It's all
so
about
you
him.
Know, do you know if that's going to happen tonight?
I have not heard.
No idea.
Okay. But the day that it does happen, whether it be today, tomorrow, or 2 weeks from now,
I think we should simulcast.
They will roll the red carpet out for David Hale.
David Hale.
We've had him on like three times. But he needs him. He said something positive about U of L.
Oh, he's the one.
By the way, Luke Hancock's looking great today.
He did look really good.
Didn't he look great today? I mean,
The hair's perfect. The hair's perfect.
He looked fantastic.
The tan's perfect. The beard's perfect.
I want to get to Greg Sankey. Sankey the Serpent. We'll get to him. I'm the snake himself. I am interested in Greg Sankey.
Okay.
There is something that is bothering me with college football realignment. I say just football. We can get to that. Some interesting numbers coming from The Athletic on literally how nothing the Big 12 is outside of Texas and Oklahoma. Absolutely no value. We'll get to that. We'll see if Strebel wants to rip Justin Roiland. So is all your stuff anti-Louisville rhetoric today?
No, it's not. No,
that's what I'm... I don't know. I got to mix it all. I don't want you just to explode and be done at 3:45
today. I understand.
We got to pace ourselves. You already were battling Mark Blankenbaker for 10 minutes before the show.
He was like lying in the weeds like snake.
He was standing by the door waiting for
he
you.
He was waiting for me. He's like, couldn't wait till
got
in.
What are the odds that he pops in at some point today? And like, pops into the producer room and...
It could happen. Yeah. I mean, he's in the studio a lot more, so there's more.
He went to the Vince Tyree.
Oh, he went to the press conference today.
He and Mangus both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they
and
both.
Pat.
And Pat. Well, Pat
all
was,
three of them?
Yeah, but Pat was working.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pat had duties. He had things he needed to do.
Pat had to ask Vince what he thought of the football team.
It was a good answer.
Being pick six. Yeah, it was.
Good.
Only thing that I want to play today. God, I mean, I don't care about the tailgating experience. God bless Louisville. They try every year.
They really do.
They do this every year, and God bless them.
Was it the alley?
They put a lot of time. What are you laughing at, alley?
Look at you. That's what I knew. They just said they have the alley now. It's like, you don't have to worry about it because you got the caboose. Like, you're set.
Texas says, we need a sunburn update.
No, she didn't get sunburned. She's feeling good. As am I. I did see that Blank did wear his U of L polo to the U of L press conference today.
Well,
you know, he had to make sure that everyone
knew. He didn't have any meetings today.
Is that what it was?
Wide open.
It's clear.
Schedule is clear.
Yeah.
So where do we want to start with Strebel? I don't even know where to begin.
I got Kentucky
with,
thoughts.
On what?
On the realignment stuff. And like Kentucky fans, you know, I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about Texas, Oklahoma coming into the SEC.
What do you mean mixed feelings?
Why I kind of think it's cool, but on the other hand, like, Stoops got to get it done.
Oh, Lord
like,
heaven.
This year.
That's not the take at all.
That's my take.
No,
I don't know.
I said this yesterday. This is great for Kentucky. It's great for basketball.
Oh, it is.
It gives you a bunch more money, and the football team is... a 7-ish win football team, and this thought process that after a decade of Stoops that you're going to get something that is fundamentally different. To ask the Kentucky administration, okay, to be against something that is better for their crown jewel in basketball,
right,
that makes them even more money in the money game. That's what they're doing here,
right,
in the money game, and the and to think that they're not going to do that because they're going to sit around and wait for Kentucky football.
No.
Bleep in one hand, wish in another, and see which one.
No.
What's the saying? Bleep in one hand.
And wish in the other, and sees one and fills up first.
It fills up first.
Yes.
Okay.
I know the bleep hand will fill up first. But no, I'm not taking up for Stoops here. My take is he's not going to have many more opportunities to win, like, 9 games, 10 games, right? He hasn't done it hardly at all, except for that one season. So this year, it's like this.
He hasn't done it at all.
This schedule's like, their schedule's easy. We can all agree with that. Their schedule's easy. It needs to be done
you
now.
You think Kentucky's schedule's easy? That's going to be your take?
It is
easy. Well, you picked him to win 6 games.
Yeah, because I don't know if they have a quarterback or not, but it's an easy schedule. If they have a decent quarterback, they should win 8 games. If Will Levis or Joey Gatewood, no one cares. If Will Levis is any good at all, they need to win 8 games this year. Point blank, period.
Texas says, did Ennis get to ask Vince a vaccine question?
Oh.
Or maybe 10 of them? By the way, your boy Keith Pointer just DM'd me.
Uh-oh.
He said, the wife does the vacation driving in the Strebel household.
She does, yeah. I hate driving. People can be like, oh, that's, you're emasculated or whatever. I don't care about that damn thing.
He has a chariot. Did she drive the entire way to Minnesota?
Yeah.
The entire way? Stribble, you didn't drive like an hour?
No.
A couple hours?
Nothing.
Did you drink beer in the car?
No.
What did you do? Did you read a book?
I listened to podcasts. That's what I did. I chilled out. It was great.
Well, I
held the dog.
I want to know, is Strebel actually the right one here? Right, because I do all the driving, and I don't like to do all the driving.
I hate driving.
Hate driving. I just don't want to do all the driving.
I texted you. If I ever get rich or win the lottery, I'm hiring a driver. I can't stand driving. It stresses me out. I don't like it. So if she's like, she likes to drive, she's fine with it. I'm good. I'll just ride. I'm good.
I just ride. I'm good.
I know people are going to be like, you wimp or whatever.
We
got to
get you mad. You're smiling.
I know.
You're way too happy right now.
I've got scorching takes. I have scorching takes. I'm ready to go. I'm not that happy.
Texas says, Strebel just said 9-10 games in the Matty Bangs radio voice.
Not really.
I did not know.
Texas says,
Donkey Lips, you're grossing us out.
With what?
The texter line wants to know. I was going to do it at 3:30. Let's do it at 3:17.
What?
Did Strebel have any alone time on vacation?
Well, it's the important time. The important thing is not if it happened on vacation, but if it happened later on. You know, like when you get home, and you're comfortable in your surroundings. You know what I mean?
So, in other words, you didn't.
Not on vacation.
Grossman is so happy. Look at him.
Yeah.
I saw him sitting on the edge of his seat.
He's perked up.
As he's tired from Diener Takes at 6:57, right?
Yeah.
He's tired from being at the station all day. He looked up for that 1 second, a dying man in the desert of sports radio, and that gave him the nutrition that he needed.
Yes,
it gave him the drip of water to make it to 6 o'clock
off the
today.
Tip of the finger.
It really did, off the tip of the finger.
Yes.
Oh man.
But yeah, it'd be nothing happened on vacation, but there was
because that's all the text line saying right
now.
I was going to try to limp into 3:30.
It's been rectified. It's okay. Everything's fine.
Texas says, welcome back, Maga Strebel. Can't wait for you to take another 10-day vacation. Your wife drives the minivan while you battle on Twitter. What a loser. I bet your wife has screen limits set on your phone like you would a child.
No, she doesn't have screen. There's no screen limits. I'm not. The MAGA thing, I'm not.
He's off his game
You're
off your game.
I'm not
right
off my
you
game.
You need a Bush Light, don't you?
Nah, I'm good.
You need to settle down.
I'm okay.
You know
okay.
why? Because you've been popping these focuses.
It's just the first one. It's only half gone.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, there's no screen time set limit. There's nothing like that. she lets me tweet as much as I want to tweet. There's no rules. I mean, these people, whatever.
Texas says, does Mrs. Strebel also take out the trash, change the oil,
no,
and mow the lawn?
I do all that. Well, I do the trash and the lawn mowing. I don't know how to change oil. I'll take that to the local oil changery.
I mean, who changes their own oil?
Nobody does.
I mean, I don't know anybody. My dad used to when I was growing up.
Oh,
I used
really?
To help him change the oil.
I wouldn't know where to start. Yeah, I can look it up on YouTube.
You
but
have to go under the car.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's the start. I don't know anything else.
You go underneath.
You have to put a bucket under there to catch the oil.
I'm not doing that.
And then I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know you're not doing that.
I'm not doing that. But I take out the trash and I mow the lawn. Only I mow the lawn.
Texas says it's been erectified.
Rectified. Oh. That's a good one.
Man, there's a couple on here.
I know. She got her hair colored today.
I'm getting a roof put on by Carlin.
Oh, Ruby. Yeah. There you go. How's that going?
It's good. I mean, I left it around lunchtime. Yeah. They're doing a fine job.
Hell yeah, Carlin Roofing.
I know they're going to do a fine job, but me saying they're going to do a fine job,
well,
I don't really know what a good job or bad job looks like.
No,
when
the
guys
the roof
are doing
is there,
what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're doing a good job.
Excellent. Yeah, well, they're, you know, Diener Show guys.
It was a mess. It was a mess up there. Absolutely.
I'm sure it was. I remember seeing the tarp on your house last time I was over there.
Texas says, both of you have a lisp. I can't listen anymore.
What?
Thank you.
We have a do we have a lisp, Jack? I didn't think so. I mean, what is that? Oh,
text her. She lets me tweet.
As much as there's no limits. We have a new fan. So my wife's cousin's husband listened to some of our podcasts.
How about that? Where does
while
he live?
On
Chicago?
Vacation. He lives in Wisconsin.
Okay.
He lives in Wisconsin. So
all right, we don't talk much.
The Badgers.
Only, I do have one Wisconsin take today we can get
to. Oh, do you? Okay.
It has to do with Brett Favre.
Oh, well, wow. Okay.
You like that?
I do like that.
Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Well,
he showed up today. He had those douchey sunglasses on.
Yeah, I saw they were making his rounds on Twitter.
They're douchey, aren't they, Jack? Yeah. You'll be wearing some in Vegas next week, but they are douchey.
Yeah, he will. I hope he is anyway. But yeah, he became a fan. He listened to a couple of our podcasts, and he's listening today, hopefully. But he liked it.
Texas says, somebody please revoke Round Eddie's man card.
Yeah.
He doesn't drive and he can't change the oil.
Yeah, revoke my man card. I can drive. I can drive. I choose not to drive. You know what? I'm such a man.
Did you have your wife drive?
Yeah, my wife drives.
See, I agree.
I don't need to drive.
I agree
she
with
can
him.
Drive. I'm riding around. While you're sitting there in your car and you're
doing
swerving,
all the work.
Doing all the work, getting pissed off because you're stuck in a traffic jam and you're trying to miss these damn semis that just own the road. And shove the other way. I'm just chilling. She's got to deal with all that. I'm just hanging out. I'm tweeting. I'm taking down Rummage. I'm taking down Blanket Baker. I'm calling all you bums. I'm sitting there like a king in his chariot.
Texas says, did Mrs. Strebel allow Big Rig any potty breaks during the trip? Well, yeah, kid. You guys stopped every 3 minutes.
We did. No. We're actually really good. From Chicago to back to New Albany, we only stopped one time.
That's good. That's
just
great.
Just to get gas, they peed.
Yeah.
We're done. We don't do the stop every 5 minute thing.
Well, I mean, if the kid had to go,
they gotta go. Gotta be like, hey, do you really have to go, or can you hold it? They're good about holding it.
Texas says, what does Big Rig think about Clay Travis's take on Simone Biles? That will be the entire 5 o'clock hour
we'll
today.
Just talk about Simone Biles and Clay Travis. He thinks.
Texas says, is Jack going to rectify his situation in Vegas? Listen, what Jack does in Vegas is, I guess it's going to stay in Vegas.
Yeah, that's this weekend, right?
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Okay, I knew it was coming up. Okay. A lot of prep going into that, Jack.
Oh, yeah. I can't read some of these.
I know. I know. I'm the wussy.
And, no, yeah, I just can't read some of them. Oh, man.
I know.
437-9680. There's a sniff one in here that I really want to read, but we won't get to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll look at it later.
I'm sure you will. On the other end, quick break here. On the other end, I want to talk. I mean, obviously, you have many thoughts on the things that have happened this week. So
absolutely,
I want to kind of knock down some of those doors. So if you have a quick Marcus Carr take,
sure.
Even though that, how musty does that sound?
It's 2 weeks.
A Marcus Carr take on Tuesday, July the 27th.
I just have a question about that.
Okay.
I have a question.
We'll get to that. And then one of the things, I'll catch you up on what I talked about a little bit last week and yesterday. And one of the things that I find to be most interesting in all of the realignment,
mm-hmm.
Is no doubt going to be Greg Sankey.
Yeah.
As Greg Sankey is making his power move, maybe to be, quite frankly, the next Mark Emmert in some rendition of the NCAA. So I want to talk about that. 437-9680. A bunch of texts. We're full strength. We got you to 6 o'clock here on this Tuesday.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations, but they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You know the saddest thing that I've ever said on this show? Grossman, I'm getting ready to tell you. Ready right now?
Tell me.
Are you ready right now? This is the saddest thing.
And James Strebel.
I paid for Peacock Plus yesterday.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Brings up a great point here. 437-9680 on this Tuesday on The Take. Is Fred Cowgill Jack's dad? It's an odd question on the text line, but we appreciate it.
Wow. No, he is not.
Oh, man.
But if he was, that's media royalty around here.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. It is a Tuesday. It's ESPN 680-1057. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman. We got you to 6 o'clock today. We are wide open today. No guests yesterday. We were busy yesterday. Speaking of being busy, Lucidi on the road at Sporting KC 2. That match coming up tomorrow night, 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff there in KC. And you can hear it on ESPN Louisville. And then the NBA draft coming up Thursday, 7 o'clock on all stations as well. And there's not one local storyline that people care about.
No.
Save that. What a great veto. Is there? I mean, David Johnson's probably the most interesting.
Yeah, Isaiah Jackson.
Lottery or not? Kentucky fans don't give a damn. I mean, he'll go 16, 17. If he goes in the lottery in a B.J. Boston, I said this yesterday.
Yeah.
If B.J. Boston were to sneak into round number one, which I do not think is going to happen, but if it were to happen, Kentucky fans are stuck there because you want to brag on that, but you can't brag on it when the dude was
not
good at all for you. You won 9 games, and quite frankly, he was a big reason that you won 9 games. I hate to say it, he just was.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're 100% right, especially when you if you're bragging about him sneaking into the top. You know, the first round, he was a top 5 pick looking dude before the season.
Sure.
So that's not much to brag about. But no, you're right. I mean, people don't. Isaiah Jackson might be the least interesting first round draft pick.
I think he'd be a fine NBA player. Nothing against him, but Kentucky fans, no, there's nothing there.
Yeah. No, 100%. Not when you're putting 3, 4, 5 guys in the first round, then you're looking at maybe one.
Just some of these. Texas says Issel and Pratt are still calling Sankey Stanky. Is that happening, Jack? We may have to go do some
Stanky.
More.
Are they really? They're that mad now? Are Issel and Pratt mad about Texas, Oklahoma? They're not happy.
I don't think. You think Dan Issel gives a damn if Texas joins the SEC?
Well, that's a good point.
Honestly, do you think he cares at all?
If he's called him Stanky, they would give me.
You haven't heard any of this sound.
I haven't heard Stanky.
Give me all the Stanky leg stuff that you can give me.
Oh, I can't.
From last week. I forgot you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear any of it.
I did.
Okay.
No.
Jack.
One of the interesting things that the commissioner, what's his name? Stanky.
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 Yes.
And I think we can get into a Stanky for media day concerning the SEC by Stanky. I thought the most accurate statement that Commissioner Stanky had in that whole litany.
Told you,
I think,
right?
The NCAA has a big problem. Stanky stepped out.
But in the SEC,
in
Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
Oh, by the way, did you ever sign up for the basketball camp?
No.
Oh.
So
you're not doing the Scotty D basketball camp? Kellen's not doing it?
It's not going to work out.
Look at Jackie Guyver. He's immediately on the phone right now. He's immediately on the phone texting Scotty D. He's a rat.
Isn't this the last week? Is it this the last week?
Don't ask me. I don't have a kid.
I think there may be one more.
There might be one more? Okay.
I don't know. 50-50 chance.
Okay. 50, because we didn't get home until like 8:30 last night. And like he couldn't have made it yesterday. And then today, we had to, like, unpacking. I had to go to the grocery. I had to restock tomorrow. I got to cut the grass. There's been a lot going on. You know how it is coming back from vacation.
He had to restock. I love that.
He went to Aldi.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so I have a couple different things here. 437-9680. I wanted to get into this. I did some yesterday.
Okay.
One of the main takeaways has been with conference realignment, and it's not shocking that this is the case. One of the things yesterday was mostly, what does it mean? You know, I was back. I took Thursday and Friday off last week. So for me, it was, okay, this story has progressed quite a bit since Wednesday when we were talking about it last week, and it was a story that was like, okay, I think this is real, and then everything was like, it's not only real, it's going to happen. It's going to happen here probably by next season. Mm-hmm. Here are some of the financials. Here are, you know, some quotes. A couple of the things had to happen with procedure, you know, asking to be in the SEC, telling the Big 12 they're not going to renew the rights and everything else. And all that's fine. And we can talk about today. I do want to get to your thoughts on the Governor's Cup.
Sure.
SEC going to 10 games, I think, is absolutely a topic. And I think the ACC going to at least 9 games is absolutely, that is a tangible topic that changes the teams around here, because the ability to have New Mexico State and Indiana State and Murray State and Kent State and all the nonsense. We know, some of that goes away when you change a couple games. The Governor's Cup, I am not confident that in 3 to 5 years we're sitting here for sure it's going to happen. Like that.
I'm with you.
Okay, so you agree with me.
I agree with that, yeah.
We'll get to all of that. Jay Billis came out and said the ACC and SEC, hey, what about merging? I want to get to that as well. But what I am interested about right now, today, in 437-9680, is this. You guys thought that you were going to get all of this for free. And here is what I mean, okay? We all sat around here and thought that we were just going to get a 12-team playoff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And everyone, right? Like
with
we
no
all,
cost.
We all
get it.
Yeah, we all thought that we were going to get something in this sports universe for free. And we're not. And one thing I talked about yesterday is you are seeing right now the power play with Greg Sankey and the SEC. But we always know or have known the SEC is about elitism. We get that, okay?
Absolutely.
We understand the way they talk. We understand the way it just means more and they're the leaders. I talked about it yesterday. We can continue today. But to me, the power move by Greg Sankey, we are watching that Strebel happen in front of us.
Yeah.
This guy behind behind the scenes, okay? I mean, it wasn't only him, but I mean, come on. Who was vocal about the NCAA? Sankey.
Yeah.
Who, you know, had a huge part of the playoffs suddenly, boom, it's 4, now it's going to be 12, while all the while knowing the main reason you want to do that is Oklahoma and Texas are joining, and now those 3 and 4, now those losses are even more valuable.
They are.
The SEC has been so great that you can lose games and it doesn't matter because you lost to a good team.
Even more so now.
Well, and we'll see what Texas ultimately ends up being. Sure. We know where Oklahoma is as a national powerhouse, and I'm a big fan of Lincoln Riley. Do yeah. not expect that to change. In fact, if I'm Oklahoma making the move to the SEC, I think it's better to keep Lincoln Riley there.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
I do, at least.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot that we can talk about. But Greg Sankey, when he came out in multiple different ways, okay, and it leaked out. If you remember, I don't know if you were still here. I don't think you were. There was the SI article that came out. How is Ross Dellinger, was it not? Last week, early last week, like Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Sunday night, whatever it was, that Greg Sankey in an SEC call with all these gas bags in the SEC was, with the coaches, football side, was like bashing the NCAA.
Oh, nice.
And then he spoke. He was nice.
Yeah.
But he was calculated during SEC media days.
Right. Okay. I did follow that a little bit.
Well, and just to me, I don't know if it means that with the power of the SEC, a power that was already there, and they add to it, but it was already there. We understand the power broker. We understand the position of leading the SEC, what it means to other conferences. Like right now, we know Greg Sankey, the new Pac-12 commissioner. Either one of you know? He's got a difficult name to say, but you don't know.
No idea.
His name in an article today, and I still don't know it.
And you don't care. Yeah. And everyone was laughing about Kevin Warren last year. Remember him?
Oh, yeah,
when
Big Ten debacle.
Yep. He took over. There you go. Bob Bowlesby's always been a joke. ACC, ain't no one know a damn thing about Jim Phillips yet.
Nothing. No, he's brand new.
We don't know much about him. By the way, welcome to the job, Jim Phillips.
But yeah, here you go.
You have Greg Sankey that is understanding these other leagues are weak. The numbers came out from The Athletic, and I could just read you the article. It is staggering, the numbers, the average TV audience for Texas and Oklahoma games and everybody else. I don't know if you saw that, mm-mm, but going back to 2018, the average Oklahoma game was averaging 3.76 million over 22 games.
Yeah.
Texas was 3.2 over 18 games. Everyone else in the Big 12 average not even 900,000 people watching their games. And now part of that was they were relegated to FS1, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But no one is seeking out at all this
Texas
stuff.
Tech, TCU. Now,
because the reason I bring it up is Greg Sankey knew that Texas and Oklahoma want to be with us.
Yeah.
They're going to be with us. This is going to happen, okay? And he saw he saw the ACC change commissioners.
Yeah.
He saw Bob Bowlesby, who nobody in the Big 12 had much respect for.
No.
Okay? He had already given Coastal Carolina in Cincinnati their table scraps by promoting this 12-team playoff. And the thing about it is it makes you want to boo for this guy, and it makes you want to cheer your ass off for this guy.
He's making moves, man.
Okay, is he's like, you guys didn't want the NCAA to be powerful. Remember when we played the Sound last week where Greg Sankey's like, hey, what about lesser penalties? Now, Louisville fan, what do you think now if Greg Sankey starts to be even more of a power broker than he already is? I would consider he is more powerful than Mark Emmert.
Oh, 100%
He's saying, give me less punishments, not more. And so this is a guy. It's like a politician. There's things within a politician that you might really respect the way he or she believes about this, the way they're going to vote about that. Mm-hmm. But you know you're going to be selling your soul if you're going to believe in some sort of politician.
Yeah.
that's this. We don't want to root for Greg Sankey, but we hate the NCAA so much. We hate the establishment so much that now someone like Greg Sankey has all the power. You want, hey, listen. You want the Governor's Cup, you best bend the knee to Greg Sankey yeah. if you want the Governor's Cup, because he'll go to ESPN, and they'll have a meeting, and they'll tell Mark Stoops, sorry, you're not going to get New Mexico State.
No.
Only once. You're only going to get one New Mexico State. And sorry, U of L, Satterfield, you're going to get one Kent State. That's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
And that's much more of a Kentucky subject. I agree.
Yeah, it really is.
And it is, and that's fair. But Greg Sankey has navigated, took the job over, is going to try to improve a conference that's already seen. I talked about this yesterday, Strieble. We've already bent the knee to the SEC.
Oh,
them adding power to me is not even about the ACC football-wise trying to keep up. It's like, just go get brands.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
get more money, get brands.
And that's the same thing. Now, some of the money specifics we can get to. People say, well, just add this school and that school, and they act like just a bunch of money.
This is going to fly in.
Is this going to fly in? And that is not true. But you're going to have to put up with more SEC elitism. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to put up more with them trying to do little things that like break themselves away from the rest of college football. But you wanted someone else to talk bleep.
Yeah.
And this is what you got.
I love it. I really do.
Of course you love it. Kentucky's in the SEC.
Not only that is because the big thing with me is Texas. Texas is the reason the Big 12 imploded in the first place. That's why multiple schools from the Big 12 left: Nebraska, Missouri, Texas A&M. Because Texas, they wanted everything. They wanted all the TV. They wanted all the money. So they scared people off. Greg Sankey made freaking Texas bend the damn knee. Greg Sankey says, "Hey, you want to be a big boy? You want to be a big player in college football again? Come over here. Come to the SEC." Before, Texas was like, "No, we're Texas. We're bigger than football. We're bigger than the conference." They're going to a place where they're the little guy. They're not sitting at the big boys' table yet. They haven't proved it. They're not sitting with Alabama.
They think they're a big boy.
Is Texas sitting at the big boys' table in the SEC?
Not. I mean, this was what, 2005? Was the last time Texas football was relevant with Vince Young? They've not been relevant for years. They think they're relevant.
Watch that game in a casino.
Oh, it's a great game.
By the way, went to the casino over the weekend. How
did
about
you?
That?
Oh, you did. You made it back.
I put in a shift. That was great. Oh, it's fantastic.
Did you walk away with some extra cash?
You damn right
there
I did.
There you go. All right.
How about that?
How many cigs were you smoking? Yeah, you know, two, three at a time?
You have to get up and like go stand by the trash can now.
What?
Yeah,
you can't smoke at the table?
No, you can't. Not right now. I guess COVID or whatever.
Oh, that's stupid.
Which, by the way, Grossman, you're going to love this. You know which city is now masking
again?
St. Louis. Mitchell Hannigan.
You got Mitch. He brought the curse.
I mean, because Mitch was like MAGA about that. Like, I'm just so tired
of wearing a mask.
Like, he went like Clay Travis with that. He was like legit. Mitch was pissed off. And now he goes to St. Louis. And literally yesterday or the day before, they're like, yo, you got to wear masks now inside.
Yeah, yeah. And he brought the Mitch curse to St. Louis. The Cardinals stink. They got a mask mandate now.
The Cardinals ain't dumb bleep.
Not a thing. Oh, yeah.
By the way, Grossman, you got anything for Reds fans?
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, the contending Reds.
The Baylor.
Baylor. Yes, the Baylor of baseball.
Oh.
What I have been told.
The Baylor of baseball.
Yes, the Baylor of baseball.
I saw that, but
you didn't see what really happened.
No, what really happened?
The Cubs, who are in full-on sell mode, sold their second-best pitcher in the middle of the game last night.
Yeah,
a fat dude with a mustache, but he also had the longest scoreless streak in Major League Baseball this year. Oh. So the guy's been actually good, yeah. But no, like I'll crush the Cubs all you want, but that guy's actually been good. The Reds, this contender, this behemoth. This World Series threat that I keep being sold on lost to a team that sold their second best pitcher in the middle of the game.
Oh, man.
I mean,
look how happy you are. They're just talk baseball.
Texas says, all that free time in the passenger seat on the way home, and Strieble still turtled up and didn't call Scotty D.
I don't want to waste the man's time. I don't want to waste his time and waste his spot if we can't commit and make it.
Scotty,
it's not fair to him.
What size shirt do you wear now?
Oh, 2X.
2X still?
Yeah, still 2X. What's 3X?
Are you the same, Jack? Are you a 2X?
I'm a 3X.
Okay.
Right now.
Just because Scotty D dropped off some extra large shirts.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you should have seen. We both saw this. Your boy Blank.
Oh, was
Blank
he
walked in and go. Yo, Blank walked in and goes, "What are these?" Bellarmine shirts.
Oh, really?
And I go, well, they're going to Nike.
Yeah.
So Scotty D dropped off some of his old Adidas ones. And Blank goes, well, I don't want any of that old stuff.
Did he really? I don't want any of this old stuff. What a thing to say. I mean,
yeah.
Bellarmine going Nike, by the way, making the move.
How about that?
Even more think of that. That's right. Going
How about
Nike.
That?
The big players.
Well, Scotty D was caught in a Vegas hotel room.
Is that what it was? He's being recorded. You want to go to Nike? We got some stuff on you.
Oh, Texter says, how effective are masks? I'll send you money if either of you can answer.
What? Just send me money. I don't have to answer anything. Just send me money.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not...
Texter says, totally agree with Strebel. The humbling Texas is going to get in the SEC is going to be delicious. I am now.
It is.
No, well, here's the thing. I'm going the other way.
Why?
I need Texas to be good. I need Texas to, like, be better than everyone but Oklahoma and, like, Alabama. And,
right.
You know, I mean, like, I think Texas in, like, a year or so could be better than Florida.
They could be. But, I mean, how long have we been saying that about Texas?
Listen, I
We've
know,
been
but
saying
that,
it for a
but
decade.
No, but that's what I mean now. I'm
yeah.
not saying you're wrong. I'm saying the bet that makes the most sense is what you're saying.
Yes.
But now it's becoming such a take that I hear over and over again.
Yeah.
All these SEC fans who most of them, their teams haven't done a damn thing.
Oh,
they've been riding the coattail of Kentucky basketball and a few other programs
sure.
and Alabama football and LSU football and
right.
Auburn or whatever. They've been Georgia and they've been doing that for decades. And now they want to talk about the humbling. And I'm like, no one would know more Mississippi State than you.
Well, that's why
it's a no-lose situation, because either Texas gets humbled or the rest of the SEC gets humbled.
I'm not worried. Either way, I am going to thoroughly enjoy it. That's going to come in and do something right away.
Oh, absolutely.
Texas, they got to sit and take their medicine for a little while before.
What medicine? Sark could walk in.
People,
and, who could? I mean, he's not going to. We'll see that first schedule.
We'll see.
If
yeah.
it's nine games or whatever, I mean, they're going to lose to Alabama.
I mean, people that are pissing and moaning about conference realignment in the first place, Texas is the reason it's happening. They were the genesis of conference.
Is.
No, I'm talking about
Sankey's
years ago.
The one.
I'm talking about years ago.
But Sankey is now the serpent.
No, he is the serpent. He's the one trying to gain all the power, and that's what you do. I watched, you know, seven seasons of Game of Thrones. I know how it works, how you centralize your power, and you bring it all in, and then you wipe everyone else out. That's what Greg Sankey's doing, and I tip my cap to him. I really do. I like it. To hell with the ACC. To hell with the Big Ten. To hell with the Pac-12.
Oh, here we
no
go.
One watches the Big 12 anyway. Greg Sankey is, like, he laid it down to Texas. He laid it down to everybody else. And Lincoln Riley was like, yes, sir, please.
No, but no one watches many of the teams on the SEC. If they were fair and they were like, here's what Alabama rates,
sure.
Here's what Joe Burrow and LSU rated, okay?
Right.
And then they went to Kentucky and Vanderbilt and Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Those ratings would be peasant ratings as well.
I think they'd be better than 900,000.
I don't think they would.
I would like to. I would like the Athletic to do. I mean,
I would like.
I would
that
like to
happen.
See that yeah. and see what. Yeah.
Why don't you
with the
do
SEC
that?
Network
do some
and everything.
Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Saturday Quickies,
F-O-I-A?
The Do People Watch Kentucky Football Edition.
What do you have on your computer? You just see a blue article.
I did. It was
Sky Clark?
No, Shadon Sharp.
Well, he's not going to Kentucky.
Well,
I mean.
Likely to be a Wildcat by the end of August. All the crystal balls going to Shadon Sharp, number 2 ranked shooting guard in the
what,
class.
What number
five
is he?
5-star. I need to look at that. But the 5-star.
Why, is he top 10?
I don't know.
I got to do the lock pivot. Is he top 10? No, he's 11.
See.
He's not even a top 10
Shadon
kid.
Sharp.
Not even get
Shadon,
a top 10 kid.
Right, Shadon Sharp, 247, number 2 ranked shooting guard in the class. He is load. Number, where'd he go?
Oh, boy.
I got it. Number 8, top.
Okay.
Top 10, number 8.
Top 5.
You know, Cal used to get top 3 guys.
Yeah, back
in the day. Yeah, I mean, that's not John Wall.
Speaking of Kentucky, did either of you watch the latest John Bol drug dealer meth head report that he did last
no.
night? I need to send this to you because we need to get drops of it.
Oh, man.
He's talking to these rough-looking individuals.
Sure.
I mean, let's just be honest.
Right.
Rough-looking individuals. And one of the guys who was like an alleged drug runner for him, who would run the drugs out to a car,
yeah.
just had the most beautiful Anthony Davis jersey on.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he looked like the Kentucky fan
right.
that on a Tuesday would wear an Anthony Davis jersey.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's a Tuesday. Just
it was the Wildcat one.
Save that for the mixtape.
Was it the
Wait, it's Kentucky? Yeah, it wasn't okay. the Pelicans or the Lakers.
Yeah, I was making sure that was the 23 UK jersey. That's right. You know, the guy's, you know, he's just trying to make some money.
Texas says, what a loser. I watched 7 seasons of Game of Thrones. I know how to consolidate power.
No, I'm saying I know what it looks like when someone's consolidating power. And Greg Sankey's doing it. I mean, Louisville fans, they've got to be terrified of this.
Do you want to get into Louisville fans at 4 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've got the goods.
Jack, am I missing something? Like, I don't... What?
No, we got to talk about Mr.
Besides the Governor's Cup stuff.
No, we
got to
talk about Meek Little Mouse. We got to talk about the Meek
okay.
Little Mouse.
Because
the Meek
Baker
Little Mouse,
sound.
He got to look...
That is like on the scale of explosive blank sound that we have. That's like at about a 3.
Oh, that's fine.
And Diener got mad this morning.
Yeah, now Diener exploded.
What did Diener get mad? What did Diener get mad at you?
At Blankenbaker?
At me? We were talking about the bowl games, and he thought I didn't understand that the bowls were only there for money. And I'm like, yes, I get that, but no one wants to see 2, 3, and 8 teams play in bowl games.
Jack was a douche to Perrin, too. We got to get to that.
He's a douche to Perrin?
Yeah. He was douchey to Perrin.
Whoa!
Yeah, he said something that wasn't correct, and I told him it was correct.
He was a Perrin?
Yes. Right, let's just go and dive into it. He was saying that DeAndre...
Oh no, we'll get to it. We'll
now,
get
hold
to
on.
It. We'll
Whoa,
get to it.
He's already, yeah. he's ready to fire
I,
off,
I know he was. I know,
off,
I know
Jack
he was.
Was.
Texter Sankey's daughter does weather at WDRB. There you go.
Does she really?
Listen,
is that a thing?
I don't know.
I had to look that up, too.
I have no idea.
I got all kinds of journalism I'm doing over here.
I'm sure you're doing lots of journalism. Are you back on the Saturday quickies?
Yeah, I'm back this
weekend.
Week. Yep.
Who did it this past weekend? I have no idea.
I don't know either. I really
You didn't
don't.
Even look?
I didn't look. No.
You didn't look at it? See, that's unbelievable.
I didn't do anything.
You couldn't visit the website for like, give them one hit for like 30 seconds.
I did it.
That's
so you.
Selfish.
I was unplugged. I was almost completely unplugged. I would check Twitter like twice a day. Just to see if anything
see
big
going
was happening.
On.
And that's all the Marcus Carr
well,
stuff.
Everything
yeah.
big happened. Marcus Carr
yeah.
committed conference realignment as ACC,
any,
SEC media days. Like big things. A lot
oh,
of
a lot
big things happened when you were gone.
Was there any critical rummage of Marcus Carr not going pro and choosing Texas over Louisville, not even giving
well,
Louisville a sniff?
I mean, they knew, you know.
Oh,
you
they
know.
Knew.
Yeah,
they, you know, they knew. I mean, you got to get them on campus. That bird means something. But you got, you know, they knew. I mean,
Texas says the drug runner had a UK tattoo as well.
Did he? You know, in case you're naked,
I mean,
people have to know.
I'm telling you, it was perfect looking.
That's the thing. It's like, you know.
It really was. When I saw him, I was like, oh, Bol had to love that. Oh, he had to love it.
Bol smiled big.
It's not
big.
His fault.
He should have dropped
the guy was wearing an Anthony Davis jersey. Bol's laying down in a minivan a block away with a lens and a scope.
Night vision goggles.
Night vision on. 437-9680. Let's take a break. We'll do that. Streeble's got stuff to get off his substantial chest. Mm-hmm. We'll do that next.